It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and also Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by Eric Burks and also Kinder Reiser to talk about the Kids Lead program. First of all, thanks for the healthy stuff. It's only taken 13 years for somebody to bring us healthy stuff here. Actually, there's been other people that brought healthy stuff, but we've been spoiled by donuts over the year. But Eric and his wife have been eating a little bit better, if not.
Been trying to, yeah.
It's been working out for you, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I, we've talked about it for a while, and so we're trying to eat a little bit healthier. Perhaps you've inspired us.
Well, I don't know about that.
Or what, I don't know. But I have to admit, I slipped up and had a Long John yesterday, which is okay. I was checking the sugars and all this stuff, but I felt guilty eating it.
Well, I was just laughing after I brought the healthy stuff, and I was showing Kendra. I was looking in your trash can over here, and evidently Dusty is eating a lot of junk food.
Dusty, no. Now, Dusty does not eat healthy at all. Dr. Pepper, Twinkies,
Yeah, I saw Fritos bags and cookies and all that. I was like, man, I was just late to the party. It looked like there was quite a bit. Anyway, I had to give you a hard time.
Yeah, well, he's sleeping. He can't defend himself. So you guys are here to talk about the Kids Lead program. So whoever would like to take the lead on that, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
No, well, I know if I start, she may not ever get a word in edgewise. So I might let her start off and go from there. So Kendra, go ahead.
So Kids Lead, first of all, it's branched off of Leadership Mitchell County, and it stands for Kids Introduction to Dynamic Skills for Leadership Education and Development. And the purpose of it is to try to teach younger kids and get them involved in local leadership roles and teach them how to work with their peers productively and dissolve issues and conflicts. Mm-hmm. So this is our fifth year of doing it, and it's going well each year.
Do you have a program for adults?
Yeah, really.
Because there's some adults that haven't figured that part out, have they?
No, that's absolutely it. We hear all the time at the technical college about the lack of leadership that's out in the workforce and just in our society. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can point the finger at and all that. But the big thing is, what are we going to do about it, you know? And so Kendra, Eric Hilt's involved. Honestly, he probably leads it more than any of the rest of us do. So, but all of us were in Leadership Mitchell County Class 14. And so this kind of spurred off of that. Eric had an idea, and we all got on board with it, and it's been going for the last 5 years. We started out the first year, we're down at the park, and then we moved it out to the college. Air conditioning is a nice thing in the summertime. Mm-hmm. We've actually moved it out. Of course, the weather's been beautiful here lately. We'll see what it is like on the 24th and 5th. But it's been nice to have it out there, and we've had a lot of involvement with kids. We've had a lot of involvement with the local student council, too. Both St. John's and Beloit student councils have been involved and done a great job. The kids listen to the adults. They really listen to the other high school kids and stuff like that. And so it's really been a great experience to see how some of them have then become student council members and how their leadership has carried on through that. So we feel like we're being effective with it. There's always ways to improve and things that we want to do better. We try to get a lot of activities involved. We know kids don't just want to sit in a classroom and, and listen to us. So Lynn Miller does a great job at Parks and Rec of coming in and helping us run some activities from the city. And so we get them either in the gym there or outside as much as we can, but also have some classroom time where they're actually learning and different presentations from various people from the community that volunteer to help. So
tell us about this year's event, when it is, and the time frame, and then how could people be a part of this?
Okay, well, it's Monday, June 24th, and Tuesday, June 25th. Both days are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And so the last couple hours of the day, they'll have time to either swim or play in the gymnasium at the NCK Wellness Center. So they're even involved in it, along with NCK Tech. But you can enroll on the Leadership Mitchell County website or contact one of the Kids Lead members, and we can get you an application that your kid can still enroll for it.
Okay, what's the website?
LeadershipMitchellCounty.com. .org.
Okay. Well, yeah. .com/.org. Most of them are .com. .org throws everybody off a little bit. So you could go there to register. Is there a cost for this?
The cost is $10. We try to keep it at a minimum. Sure. And we have a lot of sponsorships that help keep that cost lower.
Is there a limit as to how many people you can take?
There is not.
Have a deadline by this Friday.
Okay.
We've actually extended the deadline to this Friday.
Okay.
But we definitely like to see more students involved. We've usually had around 25 to 30, but we'd love to see more involved. And this is for incoming 5th through 8th graders.
Okay.
So that's the kind of the demographic, the age group that we're looking at.
That was my next question, is for the amount. You said this is the 5th year that you guys have done this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it is there at the college. When you're obviously in education, mm-hmm. There at NCK Tech, you're talking about just even in the workforce, a lack of leadership. But, and I know because one of your kids is in my kid's class, and so we see each other quite a bit. What are your impressions of the younger generation when it comes to, because I know we talk about the group that we coach, which includes your son and my son, and that we've got a great bunch of kids, but one of the things we stress over and over, somebody needs to take the lead. Somebody right. needs to be more vocal. It can't just be the coaches always telling you what to do. It happens in baseball. It happens in basketball in particular. And at some point it will click. Somebody will become a leader. At least you hope so,
right.
on the floor or in the field. But I think that is something of a lost art, maybe. I don't know.
I think so, too. And we were talking on the way over. To me, there are two things about that. One, I think a lot of times, and I think it's important for all of us to understand, being a leader, you know, when you're in elementary school, being the line leader or being the leader, yeah. meant you got to go first. There were all these perks to being
yes,
a leader.
Right.
And I think it's important for people to realize there's a lot of burden that comes along
yes.
with being the leader also. And you put yourself out there and there's vulnerability, but somebody needs to do that. Somebody has to step up, even though there's risks involved with that. And so that's one of the things that we try to teach. And the other thing is that conflict resolution. I mean, you don't have to be the leader. There's lots of ways to be a leader besides just being the
sure.
president of the college or
right.
the leader of the radio station,
right.
whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it. But, you know, when I was a kid, many, many moons ago, I was going to beat you to the punch on
yeah,
that one.
Sure.
But, you know, I remember we didn't have near as many organized activities. And I love the organized activities
sure.
you just talked about. We're involved in a lot of them. But the thing is, we used to play down at the park. I mm-hmm. remember in Randall, I played at the park. And you didn't want to make the guy who brought the ball mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you did, he was going home and the game's over. And,
right.
of course, there weren't that many kids in Randall anyway. So
mm-hmm.
you wanted to try to keep... So you had to find a way, and you officiated yourself. You called
mm-hmm.
fouls on each
right.
other, and you know you argued about it a lot of times, and it almost come to blows at sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you found a way to work through it and keep the game going.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because we're so organized with everything that we do, kids
mm-hmm.
don't have an opportunity to really work through a lot of those things. It's always an adult stepping in and being
mm-hmm.
an authority.
Yeah.
And we need kids to understand you can work through some of this mm-hmm. on your own. And like I said, not just kids, but that
right.
as they get older too. So I think there's a lot of lessons that we try to teach in that way. Like I said, I think we're successful. I think we can be more successful. I think we need more of it. But this is our attempt to try to do the best we can to help with the development of that. Because I do agree with you. I think there's a void there in
yeah.
people just willing to step up and understanding really what they're stepping up to do.
Sure. And in some cases, I think, you know, maybe adults are a little bit too hands-on sometimes. I mean, we don't let the kids kind of like, I know the situation where the kids were together to have like do their own thing in the gym until the coach got there. I mean, and they'd organized it all. They put together a team. They were talking. Everything was great. Coach shows up, walks in the gym, sits down, doesn't say a word. All of a sudden they quit talking.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they could do this without us in regards to at least organizing some kind of scrimmage.
Right.
And so I think we do get into this mode of, well, we need to tell them what to do, and we forget that we don't give them the opportunity as much as we need to let them take that lead vocally and as you said, as a leader, lead by example.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. think that sometimes people forget about that, even as I do as a parent sometimes,
yeah.
like, okay, that don't say those bad words. But I did it 5 minutes ago, so that's probably not leading by example very well.
And I think, you know, as a parent, we can all get guilty of this. There's a story, I just remember this, when one of the kids was younger but old enough that they didn't need to be using the shampoo you use for little babies so that they don't
mm-hmm.
they don't cry, or, you know, that doesn't sting their eyes and all that. And I remember one of the kids was old enough, and there he is using this shampoo. And I'm like, what are you using that for? And it's like, well, that's what mom buys me, you know? And
right.
it's like, you know, I learned at one time, don't open your eyes when you're washing your hair, right? I mean, you do it once and you learn it.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole point of that story is that, you know, while it was very appropriate when they were little for us to step in and be very protective, sometimes we keep protecting them much longer than we need to.
Yes.
And we need to kind of, you know, obviously you don't want your kids to get hurt. And I'm no expert here. I'm not
sure. Right.
I don't have a degree in parenting or anything. I just have five kids that I've learned from and learned where I've messed up.
Yes.
But the whole thing is sometimes we forget that we do need to give them those opportunities to make their own mistakes, even if it is a mistake. And as long as it's not going to hurt them, you know, too bad, they're going to get better from it. And I think that's something that they can learn too. And we hopefully can give them some opportunities to lead through this and what they take from this program.
Yeah, sometimes we can be overprotective to a fault. Eric Burks, Kendra Reiser with us. They're here with us on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit Metro County Hospital Health System. So before we let you guys go, in case people are just tuning in at this moment, tell us again when the event is, who it's for, how they can get registered, and when do they need to have it registered by?
Okay, it's Kids Lead, and it is June 24th and 25th, Monday and Tuesday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They do need to bring their swimming suits in case they would like to go swimming the last couple hours of the day. And they can enroll their child for $10, and enrollment closes Friday.
And you said there's fun. They go to the
pool. There is a lot of fun.
Hang out in the gymnasium, so it's not where they're going to be sitting in a classroom all day long.
Nope, no. Activities all day long.
Fantastic.
So,
fantastic.
Snacks provided by Aware.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Maybe healthy snacks.
Healthy
maybe
bananas and grape snacks over here.
That's right. Grapes are my new favorite things.
You know, I know now that you've been here and you've looked in our trash, I think, Dusty, I'm going to instruct him, dude, you need to take the trash out more often so that we don't show you horrible eating habits.
And I was going to say, just to clarify, I don't make it a habit of going and staring at people's trash. It's like
your
trash
door,
can does kind of need to be, you know.
Right now it needs to be empty,
It's heaped up a little bit. And
we're getting every
right
single
there.
Ounce and inch of a trash bag trying to be efficient and save money here. Okay.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I just didn't want people going, man, Burks goes around people's places and looks through their trash cans. So.
That would be a little bit odd, no
that
doubt about
would,
it.
Yes,
no
for
doubt.
For sure.
Eric, Kendra, thanks once again for coming in today on Community Matters, and best of luck with the event coming up, which is only a couple weeks from now. Hard to believe that. And deadline, once again, is this Friday. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for the food as well, the healthy stuff. 7:50 is our time, 58 degrees.